Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. So as an accountant by training, I am always going to tell you that knowing your financials, like your revenue, your costs, and your profit is essential to running your business. However, if we want to get a holistic view of our business and of how well our strategy is doing, we have to think beyond just financial metrics. We need to think of success, not just as money coming in, but what that money coming in represents for us. Do we have customers that are happy and loyal and raving fans? Are our team super engaged and productive? These can get lost in the sea of financial measures and be seen as kind of nice to have. They're actually really strong predictors of long-term performance and sustainability. The other problem is our financial metrics are often those lagging metrics. So by the time we know how much revenue we made or how much profit we made, it's too late to do anything about it. Where we can use non-financial metrics to give us those early warning signals about potential problems. Or they can validate that what we're doing is working so we can go all in. So they give us a more balanced and nuanced approach to success. So let's think about our team turnover rate. Where we have really high turnover, it's often a signal that something is wrong at a deeper level. Maybe something's happening with leadership. Maybe there's a personality conflict. Maybe there's a communication issue. Maybe our work culture is not so great. And ultimately, that then affects productivity and hits your bottom line. We all know the cost in time and money to recruit and onboard and train a new team member. Similarly, if we think about our client service kind of metrics, which is like testimonials, the time it takes us to respond to a question, the results the clients are getting in our programs, where these aren't great, it starts to wave a red flag at you that maybe there's something in our operations that's eroding our clients' trust. So really these kind of non-financial KPIs are listening to your business in the moment so that you catch these issues before they escalate, or so that you spot an opportunity that you can then capitalize on that ultimately impacts your bottom line. If you miss the problem, it's going to hit your bottom line. If you miss the opportunity, it's going to hit your bottom line. When you pay attention to these soft metrics, you're listening to your business in the moment. You're being present in your business, and that allows you to adjust, adapt, pivot for sustainable success. These non-monetary metrics are a goldmine if you're looking to grow your business. They're telling you where you are right now, but also the direction you're going in. So if we think about website traffic, what does that tell us about where we're going for lead? What does it tell us about brand awareness? What does it tell us about how big our audience is? It's not just a vanity metric. It's actually giving you information about where eyeballs are on your business or aren't on your business so that you can adjust. So when you think of your dashboard of metrics for your business, yes, you need to have your financial metrics on there. Yes, you can have the business related soft metrics on there. So things like leads or website traffic or customer results or team turnover, but you can also have your own soft metrics in there, which are your CEO goals. So you can track things like the hours you're working in a week. If you're trying to get to a 4-day week or even just to a 9-to-5, which a lot of entrepreneurs seems like a dream, you can track that. If you're suddenly trying to work 9-to-5 and you're working 9-till-9, something isn't working in your business. It allows you to dig deeper. You can track how much you're getting paid, right? We spoke about this yesterday. Profit is not the same as having money in your bank account. You not being able to pay yourself consistently is a sign that something is wrong in your strategy. When we think about what it would be to be successful in our small business, we have a multifaceted view of success. We think it should be a lot of things to us. It should be money in the bank account. It should be a profitable business. It should be a happy team. It should be a happy CEO. It should be innovative work that lights us up. All of these things need to be tracked, because otherwise all you're working towards will be those financial numbers, and you'll struggle to get ahead of the game and grow your business sustainably.